USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Right now, breaking news, the U.S. military on high alert after a U.S. airstrike kills a top Iranian commander. American forces stationed outside the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad after the compound attacked 2 days in a row this week. 750 Marines deployed to the region. New pictures show a charred reception room after Iranian-backed terrorists try to destroy the building. Iraqi forces being criticized for allowing the mob to pass numerous checkpoints and move into the green zone in Baghdad. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says the U.S. may take preemptive action. He tells Fox News,
"We're going to defend ourselves and our interests and our people in Baghdad."
And more than 3,000 soldiers called up from Fort Bragg in North Carolina, the troops being sent to the Middle East. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up and I'm feeling better and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu making some legal moves in advance of another national election. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will seek immunity from corruption charges, likely delaying any trial until after March elections, when he hopes to have a majority coalition which would shield him from prosecution while he's in office. Netanyahu was indicted in November on charges of accepting bribes, fraud, and breach of trust after failing to assemble a governing majority following back-to-back elections last year. He gets a third shot at staying in office in March. This latest announcement essentially turns the upcoming election into a referendum on whether Netanyahu should be granted immunity and stay in office or step down and stand trial. A recent poll indicating a majority of Israelis oppose giving him immunity. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Department of Homeland Security looking at laws in 11 states allowing illegals to get a driver's license. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
The Department of Homeland Security is looking into new laws in 11 states that allow illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses without proof they're in the United States legally and restrict data sharing with federal authorities. Acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf on Fox News reminds everyone,
anytime we reward illegal behavior, illegal activity, that's problematic for us. And what we have seen, particularly on the border, is that encourages more populations, more individuals to come here illegally.
Wolf is requesting a department study on how the law affects its enforcement efforts for both immigration and other investigations into human trafficking, drug smuggling, and counterterrorism. I'm Tim Berg.
An extremely dangerous situation involving fires in Australia. USA Radio's Wendy King brings us up to date.
Wildfires raging in eastern Australia have killed at least 7 people and destroyed more than 200 properties. Firefighters in New South Wales have been battling blazes for months during a prolonged fire season. 2,500 firefighters were trying to contain 112 fires that burned throughout the state. New South Wales police said 3 bodies were found, increasing the death toll to 7 in the past 3 days. A volunteer firefighter died when the truck he was riding in flipped over due to winds caused by the fires.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.